Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's been 5 days since Las Vegas.
He was an amazing man. He always brought the smile into the room when he walked in. He was my little boy's uncle. We all were going to miss him a lot.
Two cheerleaders at my son's high school were shot. They're going to survive. They need more focus than we do, their families and their people.
I have to stay strong. I want to be here. I'm not ready to go.
I didn't know if I was going to make it out because I didn't know how much blood I had lost. Every day he asks me where he is and if he can go visit him, and I just tell him heaven's too far away, but his Uncle Brandon will always be here with us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that it saved a wretch like me.
Alison Krauss singing a tribute to the victims of the Mandalay Bay shooting, along with the voices of survivors and family members of Sunday's massacre. 58 people were killed last Sunday. Loved ones are now left to grieve their loss, and America, on its TVs and through its politicians, debates yet again what needs to be done to stop massacres like Las Vegas and all of the outrages that have come before it. On Thursday, the National Rifle Association issued a statement criticizing politicians' calls for more gun control after the attack, but the group also said it was open to stricter regulation of bump stocks, devices that allow semi-automatic rifles to fire in rapid succession. The shooter in Las Vegas used bump stocks in Saturday's massacre. Senator Chris Murphy is a Democrat from Connecticut and one of the leading voices in Congress advocating for legislative gun control. Senator Chris Murphy, welcome to The Takeaway.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, there's been some movement on this narrow piece of gun regulation that we've been talking about. Several GOP members, your colleagues in Congress, say they're now for banning bump stocks. The NRA says they're open to further regulation here. What's your reaction?
Well, it's, I guess, good news, but it's not substantive movement in that all we're doing is reconfirming a ban on automatic weapons that's been on the books for decades. It's good news in the sense that it's progress, but this is a pretty narrow area of agreement. And of course, nothing's happened yet. The Republicans have said they, you know, are open to looking into it. The NRA says they wouldn't oppose the ATF moving forward with some additional clarification. But, you know, that doesn't equal a piece of legislation passed yet. We've still got some work to do.
And the NRA, at the same time, seems to be charting a path to no legislation here, saying existing law can ban these bump stocks. The NRA still seems to be afraid of the precedent here. Congress shouldn't be legislating in response to mass shootings.
They do, although I will say that this is the first time in my legislative career that the NRA has showed any openness to changes in regulation or law. So, you know, I guess it makes me feel good about the movement that we've created out there in the public, that the NRA, you know, somewhat surprisingly decided that they didn't want to fight this one in Congress.
So that might be surprising. Again, the ban on bump stocks, whether it's legislative or regulatory, is a pretty narrow piece of the world of guns in America. After the tragedy at Sandy Hook, Senator Newtown, in your state, there was a bipartisan push for universal background checks. Manchin Toomey, it was called. Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Democrat and Republican. They got close. They never quite got there with the vote, as you know. And that effort has not been relaunched now. Why not?
Well, it's because the NRA still does have control over the majority of the Republican Party in Congress. And so, you know, even universal background checks, which in the last poll I saw enjoys about 90 3% to 5% support in the public can't get a vote. And that's a shame. There's really no other issue like it in the American public that has such broad support out there in America and can't get through the legislative process.
Yeah, so, but Senator, if I could interrupt you real quickly, I mean, they introduced it before. This is a massive tragedy America's paying attention to. Why haven't these senators come back? Is it a re-election thing?
No, I don't think they think it can pass. I'm going to introduce a version of the background checks bill in the next several weeks. But, yeah, I think that there is an acknowledgement on behalf of people like Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey that in a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate, and a Republican administration, that they're not likely to get that bill passed.
Senator Murphy, you lived through a nightmare like this in 2012 at Sandy Hook Elementary in your state in Newtown, Connecticut. What do constituents say to you after another tragedy? They look at Las Vegas, they watch it on their TVs. Many of them may experience feelings all over again like they had back then, and maybe you do too.
Well, I mean, in Newtown, they relive that massacre and the aftermath every time that they watch another one of these play out on television. I just happened to be with two of the parents that are close friends of mine from Sandy Hook on Monday. And, you know, they really couldn't keep the tears from welling up in their eyes because they were playing out those awful days in December of 2012. And, you know, those parents just simply do not understand why this country decides to continue to let this happen. None of this is inevitable. We don't know whether Adam Lanza would have walked into that school if he didn't have an automatic weapon. We don't know whether this guy would have gone up into the Mandalay Bay to carry out this crime if he only had access to a pistol. So, you know, it's just deeply, deeply infuriating to people in Connecticut, especially those parents, that nothing has happened.
Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks a lot.